听力考试正式开始。请看听力部分第一节。第一节，听下面五段录音，每段录音后有一个小题，从题中所给的 A、B、C 三个选项中选出最佳选项。听完每段录音后，你都有十秒钟的时间来回答有关小题和阅读下一小题。每段录音播放两遍。现在，你有五秒钟的时间阅读第一小题的有关内容。听下面的录音，回答第一小题。
Do I need a card to enter the building?
Yes, you'll get your card this afternoon. Now, let me show you around and say hello to everyone. And then, we'll talk about your job duties.
Do I need a card to enter the building?
Yes, you'll get your card this afternoon. Now, let me show you around and say hello to everyone. And then, we'll talk about your job duties.
听下面的录音，回答第二小题。
Would you like some more roast beef? It's the chef's signature dish.
No thanks. It's really good, but I can't manage any more.
Would you like some more roast beef? It's the chef's signature dish.
No thanks. It's really good, but I can't manage any more.
听下面的录音，回答第三小题。
Hey, look at this one in the newspaper. Fishermen fishing in Lake Victoria in Tanzania.
Wow, that's awesome. I like the unique atmosphere caught by the photographer.
Hey, look at this one in the newspaper. Fishermen fishing in Lake Victoria in Tanzania.
Wow.That's awesome. I like the unique atmosphere caught by the photographer.
听下面的录音，回答第四小题。
It's almost midnight, Max. You've got a long drive tomorrow.
Okay.Another 15 minutes for my travel blog, and I'll be done.
It's almost midnight, Max. You've got a long drive tomorrow.
Okay. Another 15 minutes for my travel blog, and I'll be done.
听下面的录音，回答第五小题。
Hello, Mr. Waterman. This is Sarah Jones. I'm stuck on the highway. There's a serious accident. I'm afraid I can't arrive before noon. Could we meet this afternoon?
Okay. I'll see my doctor at 1 and will be available after 2.
Hello, Mr. Waterman. This is Sarah Jones.I'm stuck on the highway. There's a serious accident. I'm afraid I can't arrive before noon. Could we meet this afternoon?
Okay. I'll see my doctor at 1 and will be available after 2.
第一节到此结束。第二节，听下面五段录音。每段录音后有几个小题， 从题中所给的 A、B、C 三个选项中选出最佳选项。听每段录音前，你将有时间阅读各个小题，每小题五秒钟。听完后，每小题都有五秒钟的作答时间。每段录音播放两遍。听下面的录音，回答第六和第七小题。现在，你有十秒钟的时间阅读这两个小题。
Lisa, you're English, but you live here. What do you love about Copenhagen?
It has everything big cities offer. Cafes, theaters, museums. But it is still relaxing and manageable. Unlike London, you don't feel constant pressure here.
Was this lifestyle why you first came?
No, I originally came for a 3-month project at a law firm.After finishing it, they offered me a permanent job. I took it and stayed.
Lisa, you're English, but you live here. What do you love about Copenhagen?
It has everything big cities offer. Cafes, theaters, museums. But it is still relaxing and manageable. Unlike London, you don't feel constant pressure here.
Was this lifestyle why you first came?
No, I originally came for a 3-month project at a law firm. After finishing it, they offered me a permanent job. I took it and stayed.
Listen to the following recording.回答第八至第十小题。现在，你有十五秒钟的时间阅读这三个小题。
Garden Hotel, may I help you?
Hello, this is Mike Lee from Gilbert Company. We'd like to book a dinner for next Tuesday.
Certainly, Mr. Lee. Could you let me know how many guests you're expecting, and if you have a specific budget in mind?
Yes, we're expecting 20 people, and we're aiming for £30 per person.
Understood. Is this for a special occasion?
Yes.It's to honor a staff member who is retiring next month.
That sounds lovely. What time would you like the dinner to start?
At 6:30 p.m.
Okay. Would you like a detailed menu with prices?
Yes. Could you email it to mikelee@gilbert.com?
No problem. I'm on it. Garden Hotel. May I help you?
Hello.This is Mike Lee from Gilbert Company. We'd like to book a dinner for next Tuesday.
Certainly, Mr. Lee. Could you let me know how many guests you're expecting, and if you have a specific budget in mind?
Yes, we're expecting 20 people, and we're aiming for £30 per person.
Understood. Is this for a special occasion?
Yes.It's to honor a staff member who is retiring next month.
That sounds lovely. What time would you like the dinner to start?
At 6:30 p.m.
Okay. Would you like a detailed menu with prices?
Yes. Could you email it to mikelee@gilbert.com?
No problem. I'm on it.
听下面的录音，回答第十一至第十三小题。现在， 你有15秒钟的时间阅读这三个小题。
Dear listeners, the song we've just heard was made with an AI version of Jenny's singing voice.
Yeah. Earlier this year, Jenny announced that she'd let anybody make a song using her AI voice as long as they were entitled and shared their profits with her. And in just a few weeks, more than 300 new songs were created using her AI voice.
Incredible. Just imagine.Jenny may have been at home, drinking a glass of wine, while her AI clone voice worked hard to sing her songs. This could be an attractive new business model for a pop star.
Indeed. But some of our listeners called to say they want to hear Jenny's real voice. Now, let's play one of her greatest hits, Show Me Your Love.
Dear listeners,The song we've just heard was made with an AI version of Jenny's singing voice.
Yeah. Earlier this year, Jenny announced that she'd let anybody make a song using her AI voice as long as they were entitled and shared their profits with her. And in just a few weeks, more than 300 new songs were created using her AI voice.
Incredible. Just imagine.Jenny may have been at home, drinking a glass of wine, while her AI clone voice worked hard to sing her songs. This could be an attractive new business model for a pop star.
Indeed. But some of our listeners called to say they want to hear Jenny's real voice. Now, let's play one of her greatest hits, Show Me Your Love.
听下面的录音，回答第十四至第十六小题。现在，你有15秒钟的时间阅读这三个小题。
Dr. Evans.You just said that these ancient texts are actually the recipes from ancient Babylonia. Can you tell us more?
Ancient Babylonia is home to many of the things that we use in our cooking today. I bet about 50% of the energy you need every day comes from vegetables or animals that originated in this area.
Why have these texts taken so long to come to light?
These ancient texts have been known since the 1920s, but were thought to be medical texts. In the 1940s, Mary Hussey, an American scholar, suggested that they might be about food. But people didn't believe her until French author Jean Potiron, in the 1980s, was asked to write an article about cooking in the past. He had heard about the texts,So he went to Yale University and found out that they were indeed about food.
Dr. Evans, you just said that these ancient texts are actually the recipes from ancient Babylonia. Can you tell us more?
Ancient Babylonia is home to many of the things that we use in our cooking today. I bet about 50% of the energy you need every day.Comes from vegetables or animals that originated in this area.
Why have these texts taken so long to come to light?
These ancient texts have been known since the 1920s, but were thought to be medical texts. In the 1940s, Mary Hussey, an American scholar, suggested that they might be about food. But people didn't believe her until French author, Jean Potiron, in the 1980s, was asked to write an article about cooking in the past. He had heard about the texts, so he went to Yale University and found out that they were indeed about food.
Before we begin today's experiment, let's review the lab rules. First, safety glasses must be worn at all times, even if you're only watching. Second, never mix chemicals unless the instructions tell you to do so. Today, we're using a strong acid, which can cause serious burns if it touches your skin. If any chemical container is knocked over, don't panic. Tell me immediately, and I'll handle the cleanup. Also, keep your hair tied back and avoid wearing loose clothes. We will work in pairs. One person will handle the tools while the other records the data. Switch roles after every 3 trials to ensure everyone gets practice. Remember, the goal is accurate data, not speed. If you finish early, do not start a new experiment. Instead, clean your workspace thoroughly. Any questions? No? All right. Let's have a safe and productive class. Before we begin today's experiment, let's review the lab rules. First, safety glasses must be worn at all times, even if you're only watching. Second, never mix chemicals unless the instructions tell you to do so. Today, we're using a strong acid, which can cause serious burns if it touches your skin. If any chemical container is knocked over, don't panic. Tell me immediately, and I'll handle the cleanup. Also, keep your hair tied back and avoid wearing loose clothes. We will work in pairs. One person will handle the tools while the other records the data. Switch roles after every 3 trials to ensure everyone gets practice. Remember, the goal is accurate data, not speed. If you finish early, do not start a new experiment. Instead, clean your workspace thoroughly. Any questions? No? All right. Let's have a safe and productive class.
Second节到此结束。现在。你有两分钟的时间，将试卷上的答案转涂到答题卡上。 听力部分到此结束。